This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, over the last couple of days, we've actually been on a radio tour in the Midwest. We first started out in Little Falls, we went through Mankato, Minnesota, and then we ended up in Dubuque, Iowa, of all places, and now we are just outside of Chicago, and then on Monday, we're going to be in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and then we'll be back in the saddle again in the studios. But for the time being, friends, we are going to be broadcasting live from wherever we are at, even now. So we just want to say to the people that are listening, what's the difference? What's going on here, Bradley? Why do you sound different on the radio? Well, because I'm not in the studio right now, but it should sound just as clear to you as it does to me. Sometimes, as a matter of fact, the phones even sound better out of backroom studios than they do in radio studios. So anyways, just to give you the heads up, folks, over the last couple days, we've been talking about what destroys a republic, and what destroys the republic, namely Machiavelli, is a lack of justice. And I'm trying to do my best to parallel, to bring about the resolve within men's hearts as to the issues which we deal with in America today. Case in point, during the radio intro, right before that, we were listening to the conservative news again. Conservatives today are yesterday's liberals. And what are they doing? They're highlighting what John McCain is doing once again. America, how many times do I need to lay to your candor the crimes committed against we the people, even the act of treason, which is a violation of our enumerated laws found in the Constitutional Republic and which has been bestowed upon us, Article 3, Section 3, and Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States. Before, America, you respond to the crimes of those that the conservatives are continuously promulgating concerning the news that they have to bring. They're criminals, period. Capital X, folks, capital P-E-R-I-O-D with an exclamation point. We're dealing with corruption. But here the conservatives are putting the mics up to their mouth, telling you what they're doing now when you just found out yesterday the crimes of John McCain, and the week before the crimes of John McCain, and the week before that the crimes of John McCain, and a plethora of other politicians that are corrupt from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet. But here the conservatives, again, feeding into the narrative. And the narrative is never to set justice in its place. And yet the whole purpose of government, friends, is to restrain men from violating God's moral law. Seek out the forefathers and you'll understand, because it came directly out of their mouth. The purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, and sin is the violation and the transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. But instead of actually bringing about the resolve, which is judgment, which guards our liberties, you can find that on the back of the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., of course, with Moses, again, holding the two tablets in each one of his hand, and under it, it's inscripted, justice is the guardian of our liberty. So instead of resolve, what we want to do is we want to entertain ourselves out of freedom by allowing those that are committing the crimes on a daily basis against us. And, folks, what we need to do is we need to get this right, because I'm not going to spend the rest of my life warning the people and warning the people and warning the people, namely the people that don't want to respond to the issues at hand and how to resolve those issues. It seems today that the conservatives and those that you call liberals, which in itself is a good definition for us. But it's interesting that you've been entertained, and these people, the above said, want to entertain themselves rather than deal with the issues. I mean, as if to suggest, our freedom is a game. Our freedoms are something to be played with, when, in fact, if we take the time to see what it cost men and women in the hundreds of thousands to establish what we have today, namely the freedoms that we do have, well, I'll tell you what, we would look at it completely different. I want to say this. If you love wealth greater than liberty, the tranquility of servitude greater than the animating contest for freedom, go home from us in peace. We seek not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Who said that? That was one of our founding forefathers. His name was Samuel Adams. He was the governor of Massachusetts. He was also the head of the Correspondence Committee in 1772 to keep the colonies awake concerning the crimes of corruption across the pond, namely the British. And how did they deal with them? Well, when we read the Declaration of Independence, we see how they dealt with them. They cut them off. When the British wanted war, they responded. And we know our forefathers have continuously warned us. They've also educated us as to how to deal with corruption abroad. And we are talking about America today. We're not talking about a third world country, friends. I just want to reiterate that point. We are talking about our country today. And so, folks, if we want to bring about the resolve, let me just simply spell it out for you. J-U-D-G-M-E-N-T. It's that simple. It's the hard work is actually putting your hand to the plow and not looking back. The hard work is actually getting to it and dealing with corruption at hand. Last week we talked about the secularists, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and how they are feeding the narrative of the left and the right and the right and the left. They're feeding the narrative of the Democrats and the conservatives. Folks, there is no difference. Again, we have one constitution. They're feeding into divide and conquer, and we need to get away from this. And the way to do that is to get back to, again, the Word of God and the Constitution of the United States. That's what's going to bring about resolve. And doing it the way that the Lord commanded, not to do it the way that these self-professed professors of Herodian want us to believe things need to be done, continuously play to the inquiring minds that need to know. We're going to be hitting this in just a couple minutes, friends, because it's that important to know how we need to bring about resolve. Remember, the fourth president of the United States of America, the father of our Constitution, James Madison, said, do not separate text from historical background. Because if you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which only can end in a distorted, bastardized version or form of illegitimate government. And when I'm talking about the likes of Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Glenn Beck, and a whole plethora of these today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, friends, it's absolutely interesting and it's absolutely important, friends, for us to go back to our founding forefathers and lay and walk on the foundation that was laid, which was the apostles and the prophets. And again, I want you to listen carefully. James Madison exposing the very people that I'm exposing even now. He said, do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you have perverted and subverted the Constitution. This is exactly what they've done, and they've done it through the omission. So in other words, they're not educating. They're indoctrinating, folks. They are what Jesus warned us about concerning the doctrine of the Herodians. And it's time that we get back to who we were.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean here, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know if you want to jump over on our Facebook account, you can do that as well. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. And if you want to jump on Twitter, you can do that as well for what it's worth. That is Bradley Dean, one, double E, Bradley Dean, one. And if you'd like to call in at any time, we are hooked up with Comrax. We're actually broadcasting live right outside of Chicago even now. So if you'd like to call in, please stick to topic. We're going to be talking about teaching evil people within government to fear the consequence because our forefathers did. At the end of the show, I'm going to give you the analogy. I'm going to give you history, and I'm going to show you how you bring about resolve. I think it's always good to know our history. Many people want to avoid history, but I don't, because what I want is I want a future for our posterity. I want a future and a hope for even those that are listening to me now, and this is the way to do it. Folks, again, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Listen to what Daniel Webster said, brother of Noah Webster, of course, and Noah Webster was the one that was responsible for, well, developing what you know as the Webster's Dictionary. Not the modern version, friends, by the way. That's been revised and watered down to the max. As a matter of fact, if you take a dictionary and you go 50 years back, you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. The definitions contrast one another. They contradict. They run antithetical, folks, to the very pith and marrow of the true definitions. But going back to Noah Webster, he was the one, when you open that Webster's 1828, you'll see that it says, right when you open that book, a picture of Noah Webster there, it says he taught millions to read and not one to sin, not one to violate God's moral law. Interesting. God grants liberty only to those who love it and are always ready to guard and defend it, said Daniel Webster in 1834. God grants liberty only to those who love it and are always ready to guard and defend it. Now, on Monday, friends, I'm going to take you back just a little bit here because I've got this put together line upon line, precept upon precept. And I want you to listen carefully because it's going to be very clear and precise as to what I'm going to bring about. From the present all the way to the past. This last week, what I did is I shared with you how I received an email from a radio show listener in response to what President Donald Trump promised that he would do and what it is that he has actually done. This listener simply was telling me not to bear false witness with the president's accomplishments. And he also told me, by the way, that he wasn't a Donald Trump cheerleader. But going back, the listener simply was telling me not to bear false witness with the president's accomplishments. His accomplishments, which in fact contradict what has been fulfilled. So who's bearing the false witness? See, because I thought that in America, Americans were raised to know the actions speak a lot louder than words. Didn't you have that taught to you as well? When you were a little kid, didn't someone say action speaks a lot louder than words? I did. It was a common saying. It still is today. You know, it's interesting, folks, if we would simply go back to, again, what the Word of God says, by judging men by their fruit rather than what they say, I'll tell you what, we would be in a completely different country even today. Because 78% of the people in this country, they profess their Christianity, but their actions are far from Him. Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Well, politicians honor you and they kiss you as they sell you down and betray you and sell you out. But they do the opposite of what they say. Well, if we would look to what they do according to what they say, we can see that they stand one against another. So let's go ahead and take a look at what they do rather than what they say. Because you know as well as I do, we're knee-deep in corruption in this government, not just in the government, but also in the church. And we need to clean house. Now, going back to Donald Trump, if you remember right, President Donald Trump promised to bring forth the rule of law on the campaign trail. That was one of his selling points. That was one of his talking points to win your votes, as well as promising to bring forth, again, a special prosecutor to look into the crimes of Hillary Clinton and the long list of crimes, might I add. Now, did Donald Trump say that? Yeah, he did. He was the one that was responsible for saying that he was going to bring forth a special prosecutor to look into Hillary Clinton's long list of crimes. Now, I wasn't. I'm just holding Donald Trump to his promise, which he has not fulfilled. So therefore, I'm not bearing false witness. I'm bringing forth a legitimate question, and I'm laying it to your candor and laying to you, America, that he hasn't done what he said he would do, namely the most important things that he should be doing. And his job is to, again, restrain men from sin. Then immediately after winning the White House, Donald Trump tells the American people that they owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude. Now, did he say that? Of course he did. Don't get mad at me for something Donald Trump said. Now, after he won incumbency, the People's White House, it was interesting to note that it went from Donald Trump calls for a special prosecutor to investigate Clinton Foundation to America, you owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to this country. Her service to this country? Did he really say that? He really did say that. Did he forget about what he promised the American people? Of course. He said it was just campaign trail speech, is what he said. So in other words, friends, opposite of what he promised to do if he were to win the office is exactly what he's done concerning the likes of the crimes of the Clintons. And that is absolutely nothing. Now, over and over since he's acted out as the said president, we have watched the crimes of the Clinton family, the Clinton crime family, come to the surface continually. Read Luke 12:2 when you get a moment. It said there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. How is it that the president said that it was just campaign talk, campaign trail talk, concerning the crimes of Clinton? Because he knew that's all he had to do is tell you, America, what it is that you wanted to hear so he could get your vote. And he got it. And now that he's in there, doing the opposite of what he said he was going to do concerning the likes of the crime family, the Clintons, for some reason or another, you're okay with his inaction. Again, remember what I said during the offset of this segment. Action speaks louder than words. If he's going to promise it and not fulfill his promise, read Deuteronomy 23:23, he's not as worth his weight in gold, and he's next to Judas, friends. Or do you remember Mr. It's going to be so easy That would be President Donald Trump. It's going to be so easy. He kept promising the American people it's going to be so easy to repeal Obamacare. It's going to be so easy to do all the things that I want to do. Well, we're finding out just the exact opposite. It's true. And don't think for one moment, friends, it's not planned, because it is. Now we have a neutered president, Donald Trump, acting as if he didn't have the power to prosecute corruption when it comes to the likes of the Clintons or any other corrupt politician. As a matter of fact, he recently stated Hillary Clinton can illegally get the questions to the debate and delete 33,000 emails, but my son is being scorned by the fake news media? Really? Hey, folks, isn't he the commander-in-chief? Why is he talking about Hillary Clinton, her crimes again, and also not only treason, but also deleting 33,000 emails, which is an act of treason? And he says, my son is being scorned by the fake news media, as he sits there and acts like a neutered individual, as if to suggest to me and you that he is not the commander in chief and that he does not have the power to go ahead and drop the hammer on the crimes of the likes of the Clintons and other corrupt politicians. America, have you forgotten his role? America, have you forgotten his promises? Donald Trump, have you forgotten what you promised to the American people? And you're the one talking, Mr. Trump, about how everything is so easy to do. Now that you're there, you're just hoping that people forget what you said that you promised you would do concerning the crimes of the Clintons. And let me remind you, America, Americans are angry about it. Americans are very angry that, Donald, you promised to deliver. And now that you're there, you haven't delivered when it comes to the justice concerning the crimes of the Clintons. Don't get mad at me, all you Trumpites. I didn't say it. I'm just holding his feet to the fire because he said that he was going to do it, and he has not done it. Now, here's the kicker. The second part of this email that I highlighted during the offset of this segment was when he sent this to me, he stated that the secularist and radio show host Mark Levin said last week on his Friday show that President Trump cannot force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary. I want you to think about that, and I'm going to take this slow. The secularist... and the secular means without God, friends. The secularist, Mark Levin, and radio show host said, he, by the way, used to be on the administration of Ronald Reagan, said last week on his show that President Trump cannot force the DOJ to prosecute the Clinton. Now, friends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back to this point after this segment. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Welcome back into the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of, well, a little bit outside of Chicago even now. I wanted to give a quick shout-out to Grand Harbor Resort Hotel in Dubuque, Iowa, for last night. Again, wanted to give a shout-out to the Grand Harbor Resort Resort Hotel in Dubuque, Iowa, for the rooms last night. We totally appreciate it. And again, we couldn't do it without you, and we just appreciate everybody that's in this fight with us. We know that freedom is not given unto us to do what we want to do. It's given unto us to do what we ought to do. And we just thank people such as Grand Harbor and that resort hotel in Dubuque for helping us spread the message and getting the job done, because that's really what it takes. Showing the world our faith by our works, showing the world our faith by our love, because faith worketh by love. And don't forget that, friends. Right before the last segment, we were just talking about the kicker concerning the second part of the email that was sent to me. And Bradley, I wasn't supposed to. It was sent to me as Bradley, don't bear false witness concerning the accomplishments of Donald Trump. And I was highlighting the fact that Donald Trump hasn't brought forth his promises, not mine, but it is the law. And also keep in mind, Donald Trump also said that he wanted to bring back the rule of law back into America. Well, he's running from that. He's acting as a neutered individual. He's capitulating in the face of the enemy for some reason or another. And then I took the time, friends, to show you that we're seeing the crimes of the Clinton crime family surface on literally a daily basis in this country. And we're looking to the commander and chief to actually enforce the law against corruption within, because America, you've been promised that the sewer is going to be, it's going to be emptied. And we're not seeing that. We're not seeing that at all. As a matter of fact, we're seeing it breeding all the more under the watch of none other than Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is on the defensive now, supposedly, as the WWE goes on, friends, pro wrestling at its very worst. You're supposed to believe what they're fighting about when, in fact, they're not fighting, friends. They're friends behind closed doors. That's a fact. But interestingly enough, friends, I now am to the point where Mark Levin, the secularist and radio show host, journalist who used to be a part of Ronald Reagan's administration, said last week on his show, this is the second part of the email, mind you, that the president and Donald Trump, Mark Levin said this, that President Trump can't enforce or force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary. I mean, just think about that, friends. The commander-in-chief cannot force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary Clinton for treason. You've been neutered, America, and you've been neutered by these guys, the likes of Mark Levin, the likes of these individuals, because they are the ones that are indoctrinating you to believe that the president doesn't have the power to prosecute Hillary Clinton. I want to tell you something. That is the furthest thing from the truth. So you got to ask the question, friends, what is it with Mark Levin? Levin said it, not the Constitution, not our forefathers showing us through example, but I'm supposed to take Mark Levin and other modern-day conservatives' words that Donald Trump, the president now, he can't enforce the law or the DOJ to prosecute the likes of Hillary Clinton. Isn't it interesting, America, that they want you to believe that they can, at will, send your boys over to fight unconstitutional wars on the behalf of corrupt government to clean out some created monstrous dictator in some third world country while they fill the coffers of the military industrial complex, but the president can't deal with corruption within? Folks, these actors, and I said actors, are simply protecting their own, period. Nothing less, nothing more. I want to say this again. Today's conservatives would have you believe, like that of Mark Levin and other conservatives, that the president cannot force the DOJ to prosecute the likes of Hillary Clinton. He doesn't have the power to be the commander-in-chief. But listen to this. Let's counter that. Isn't it interesting, again, friends, that they also want you to believe that they can at will, namely, the president, can send your boys over to fight unconstitutional wars on their behalf to clean out some created monstrous dictator in some third world country, filling the coffers of the military industrial complex, but the president can't deal with corruption within? Are you kidding me, America? Have you not thought these things through? How is it that guys like Mark Levin and these other radio show hosts are making $16 and $20 million a year? You know, it kind of reminds me of when I was doing high school assemblies across the country. I was in West Virginia, and I was doing this program on DARE. The DARE program teaches kids how to commit the crime. I didn't know that it was the jobs of police officers in the United States of America to teach the kids how to commit the crime, but now they're teaching the kids how to commit the crime. They're teaching them where to buy the drugs. They're teaching them how to use the drugs. They're teaching them what it looks like, what it smells like, and how it's used, the DARE program does. I didn't know that that was the job of law enforcement to teach our young people how to commit the crime. That's exactly what Mark Levin's doing. It's exactly what the modern conservatives are doing today. Well, interestingly enough, when I would do these high school assemblies and expose the DARE program, I remember one DARE officer in West Virginia got very angry with me because, do you realize, America, that when I tell them that if you use drugs, it is against the law, period, you will go to jail for a long time. That puts the fear of God in them and deter them from committing the crime. That's not what they teach them. The DARE program teaches kids to say no, just say no. They're not teaching them the fear of God. They're not teaching them the fear of consequence. They're teaching them how to commit the crime, just like Mark Levin is when he's teaching you, America, that the president doesn't have power to force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary. But again, they can go ahead and use your boys up on any unconstitutional war that they want to create. But for some reason, it's permissible when they do that. See, they can clean house in a third world country, but for some reason or another, today's conservatives want you to believe that they can't clean house in their own government first. Doesn't the Bible teach us to judge within? Yes, it does. Before judging without, take that mote out of your eye before you tell your brother about the one that's in his eye. That's exactly right. America, how backwards can you become? Going back to West Virginia, when I was teaching the DARE program and tearing it down for what it does, not just me, also the founders of the program, you know why this DARE program officer got mad at me? Because it was job security. See, the minute I expose drug use as being against the law, it puts this DARE officer out of a job. See, when I sit there and make reference to the Bible and the Constitution, it puts the likes of Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and Fox News out of business. See, it's job security for them to continuously feed into the narrative that's thrown to them so they can throw it to you and then live off the golden calf, namely their sponsors, America. When are you going to figure out what this is all about? I expose drug use as being against the law. It puts the DARE officer out of a job because our government system will not tolerate the crime of using drugs. See, when the American people let corrupt politicians know that you are not going to tolerate their crimes, guess what's going to happen? Mark Levin's not going to be around anymore because he's not going to have anything else to talk about. Neither will Rush Limbaugh. They're nothing but talking head gossips, America. And it was Jesus himself that said to beware of the leaven of the Herodians. That is the corrupt doctrine of government. And it's exactly what these people are feeding on a daily basis. And they're the worst of men. They're the worst of men. And get it to them. Get this information to them. Let them hear what I'm saying. If they would simply point their finger back at the law, tell the people that they're violating the law, we need to deal with them. We're not going to tolerate Pelosi or Reid or Obama or anyone else as far as that goes. That's not what they're telling you. They just keep talking about their crimes and magnifying their crimes rather than magnifying the law against their crimes. Now are you starting to understand why conservatives may hate my guts or those hypocrites in the church? Jesus also told us to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, religious doctrine. You see why they have a problem with a guy like me, friends? Because I want my freedom, and I'm magnifying that law against crime because I see the price of my freedom on the cross of Calvary. And I can take it in the natural, too. Those that serve we, the people, do not have a right to desecrate the memory of those that fought, bled, and died to give them the privilege to serve we, the people. And that's what I'm sick and tired of. We will defend that cross. We will bear that cross. We will defend our freedom. When we see anybody in the smallest degree violate the laws that were magnified through the price paid for our freedoms. It's called the pearl to the church, and it should be called the pearl in every American's heart to understand that someone paid the ultimate price to give us the freedoms that we have. When you get educated, I want to tell you something. You will not tolerate today's conservatives.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all of the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I was just kind of stuck on Mark Levin and today's conservatives. You know, really what it comes down to, friends, is their indoctrinations concerning the American people are the very reason corrupt politicians haven't been prosecuted. Because these are the guys that are telling you that the president cannot force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary. Folks, she's committed the act of treason. Looks like we just found another dead body around the Clintons just yesterday. How many does that add up to be, friends? We're in the hundreds with the Clintons. How many times does this woman need to commit the act of treason before, America, you respond and shut the radio off concerning those that are feeding the narrative to make sure that justice doesn't come forth? I mean, folks, I am seriously humored at the willful ignorance of the American people that forsake their own mercies, Jonah 2:4, by straining at the gnat and swallowing the big, big camel. Kind of reminds me of Marcus Cicero, who said, or Cicero, don't blame Caesar, blame the people of Rome who have rejoiced in their loss of freedom, who hail him when he speaks in the forum of more security, more living fatly at the expense of the industrious. At your expense, America. Did you hear me? At your expense. Our forefathers countered this ignorance with statements like, if you love wealth greater than liberty, the tranquility of servitude greater than the animating contest for freedom, go home from us in peace. We seek not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you, said Samuel Adams. Make your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. You know, it's interesting, too. Maybe the likes of modern conservatives today, like that of Mark Levin, the secularist, it's interesting how he just overlooks the United States Constitution, where it clearly states Article 2, Section 4. And Article 2, Section 4 is brought forth and recited, made reference to over and over and over again in the show. for the very purpose that it shows you that you're the responsible party to deal with them, because we have provisions in the Constitution, namely Article 2, Section 4, that says the president, not the Secretary of State, the vice president, and all, capital A-L-L, civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. In other words, for the smallest of infraction concerning law. That was the Constitution. Doesn't that contradict everything Mark is saying today, friends? Or maybe Mark Levin, the secularist, didn't take the time to seek out the definition of the word treason. Treason is the highest crime of a civil nature of which a man can be guilty. Its signification is different in different countries. In general, it is the offense of attempting to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance, or betraying the state into the hands of a foreign power. Webster's 1828. I mean, now, aren't we seeing Clinton committing the act of treason, like her husband who did it first through ChinaGate when he was selling secret military secrets from our country to the Chinese back in the 90s? Now we see his wife selling uranium ore to the Russians. Folks, Russia and America, Russia and China are not at war with one another concerning the corrupt in government. They're in it. They're in cahoots. They're hand in glove. They're working together, friends, on a daily basis to overthrow, to establish something called a new world order. Because, by the way, they're all calling for a new world order. You're being lied to. And when you look at the foundations and the founding documents, again, namely the Constitution, you'll find that treason is a highlighted crime. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. I want to tell you something. All of this, I want to say it again, all of this diversive measures, folks, that are taking place by getting your eyes off the ball through all this Russian conspiratorial garbage concerning Donald Trump and others in government, it's all being played out, folks. It's all being played out. It's a part of the narrative behind the scenes. They're not at enmity one with another. They're in business together, America. How many times does that need to come forward? You know, but the good thing is I guess we have Trey Gowdy, Jason Chaffetz, and Daryl Issa, right? Yeah. Hey, folks, they're doing such a good job prosecuting corruption within its own ranks that we still have Harry Reid, Barack Hussein Obama, Eric Holder, Dianne Feinstein, Loretta Lynch, Maxine Waters, Susan Rice, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Uma Abedin, Hillary Clinton, and the list goes on and on and on and on. That's how good of a job Daryl Issa, Jason Chaffetz, and Trey Gowdy. But you know what? Conservatives are entertained when Trey Gowdy gets angry. Oh, he gets angry. But what does he do? He ain't doing his job, because if he was doing his job, the above said would all be sitting behind bars, at least today. I mean, folks, again, the definition of insanity is doing the same things over and over again, expecting to reap a different result. Read Galatians 6:7. Oh, and by the way, friends, don't forget that the likes of Mark Levin, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, etc., feed the unconstitutional narrative of the liberals versus the conservatives, the left versus the right. These are the ones that feed this narrative, the Democrats versus the Republicans. The way they get away with what this is, hang on to their job, is to simply omit reference to God again, his moral law, as well as the Constitution of the United States of America. And that's what they do. And that's the very answer, America, that you need, is what's found in those documents. Mark 3:25. Instead of taking responsibility and educating American people, they simply play the self-elevated professors of adherence, corrupt governmental indoctrination. Mark 8:15. Read it. See it for yourself. I'm not creating this. I'm not pulling this out of thin air. And what do they do again? Simply getting you to ask the wrong questions without giving you the right answers. Making void the commandments of God through the tradition of carnal and reprobate men. Mark 7:13. Read it when you get a moment. Divide and conquer. Maybe them that have not taken the time to look into history need now to look and understand that republics, the rule of law, not of men, or the opinions of men, have been destroyed for the lack of impeachment. and consequence within when it comes to representative governments. Listen to what, again, James Madison said. Do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized version or form of illegitimate government. Is this what these conservatives are doing today? You better bet your bottom dollar. So what is it that our forefathers did when it came to corruption within? We talked on Monday about Benedict Arnold, how he was thought to be a patriot. And by the way, the people in the colonies believed at that time Benedict Arnold was a patriot. Yet when he was exposed, he was found to be a man that committed high treason against his own country. Back in 1780, July, Arnold sought and obtained command of the fort at West Point. He had already begun a year-long correspondence with General Sir Henry Clinton, of all names, by the way, Sir Henry Clinton, in New York through Major André, and was a loyalist. A loyalist was one that was loyal to the British crown. In command of a loyalist regime or regiment, Arnold offered to hand that fort over to the British for close to $3 million in America's terms, 2017, and for a brigadier's commission. He chose West Point for its strategic importance, and the Americans had been using its position to prevent British ships from moving northward from New York City up the Hudson and connecting British forces in Canada, a move that would have split the north from the south. But his plans were thwarted when André was captured September 23rd, 1780, with a pass signed by, guess who, friends? Benedict Arnold. André was carrying documents that disclosed the plot. He was incriminated, and he was executed by hanging him as a spy. Benedict Arnold was also incriminated. So, friends, here's the resolve. We have less than 30 seconds. The Lord never gave us suggestions. He always gave us commandments. And he told us in Amos 5:15 to hate the evil, to love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It starts first with the church, then government. I'm sorry. It starts first with us, then the church, then the government. See, if Americans truly want their country back, they're going to have to teach evil people to fear the consequence of violating law once again. If they don't want to uphold the Constitution, the enumerated laws that they swore that they would, then you need to lawfully remove every single one of them. And you need to not only impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, again, but you also need to indict each and every single one of them. And I want to tell you why. Because these people that are reoccurring criminals, folks, their crimes are like on a Ferris wheel. They just keep going around and around. A new crime today, a new crime tomorrow, a new crime next week, because they are encouraged to do so. Because America, they laugh in your face for the crimes that you tolerate. And by doing so, you add strength to their acts of tyranny. So America, if you want your country back, you're going to have to teach them lawfully, the corrupts in government, in the church, to fear the consequence of violating the laws of our constitutional republic once again. Love you by what we do, broadcasting live out of Chicago, just a little bit outside of Chicago.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.